So here you are, Jim. You're a former newspaper reporter, editor, 30 years experience, crusty journalist, investigating UFOs. Did you face much ridicule in those days?
Oh, of course, and still do. You know, there's still a segment of the population that just it doesn't fit into their paradigm, their worldview, so they just go, oh, no, it's not right, it's not right. But let me tell you this, let me tell your audience this. If you just out of hand dismiss the whole idea of UFOs, of non-human intelligence that's interacting with the Earth right now, then you will never be able to figure out what's really going on in the world because you're missing a big piece of the puzzle.
And this puzzle is so important. You're absolutely right, Jim. You know, when I'm out in the public just talking to people, you know, they originally talk of Coast to Coast as being, hey, it's that UFO show. Of course, that's changing a lot now. It's not just that, obviously.
Right.
But it's a perception of a lot of people. And, you know, those people who have listened to Coast for a long time have an appreciation of UFOs. They understand it. They know the merit of it. But people on the outside, those people who don't listen, there aren't that many anymore, they... You know, they don't quite understand it. They just don't get it. And is there anything we can do to get to them, or will they never understand it?
Well, you know, there's going to be a certain portion of the population. In the Army, we used to say there's always 2% that doesn't get the word, you know. And so there'll always be some slice of the population that a UFO could sit down right in front of them and spin around and blow steam or whatever, take off straight up, disappear, and they will still deny it. They'll say, oh, it was an hallucination, or I just ate a bad piece of meat or something, you know. They'll have an excuse. Because it just does not fit into their worldview. And I can appreciate that. And so I don't ever try to hit anybody over the head with it. You know, all you can do is, just like the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So what you do is you present the information. There it all is. My book, Alien Agenda, I'm sitting there looking at my bookshelf, and I've got copies in German, Spanish, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Polish, Bulgarian.
Love it.
And so, you know, it's all over the place. That information's there for anybody that wants to go look at it. But just like it says in the Bible, seek the truth and you shall find it. Doesn't say turn on the TV and somebody's going to tell it to you. You got to go look for it and you got to think.
The title basically tells us what this book is all about, but give us a little bit of the angle you went after.
Okay, well, you know, there's been so many books written by UFO about UFOs all the way back into the 50s, and for anyone who's actually studied the literature, the question of are UFOs real, that's been settled. That was settled years ago, and today there's no question about it because with the advent of the camcorder, now everybody all over the world has camcorders, and there's not a week goes by that somebody's not getting some really good pictures of the UFO. Now, that pretty well takes care of the old argument that they were just hallucinations or figments of somebody's imagination or some kind of mass psychosis. And you know, George, I always thought that was an interesting proposition, a mass psychosis, a heretofore undiagnosed, contagious, you know, psychosis. That's worth news stories right there, right?
It's but, like the bird flu.
Yeah, like bird flu, yeah. But you never hear anything about that because it's simply not true. There's something up there. There's something flying around. So what the question becomes, what is the alien agenda?
And I think when you look at the big picture nowadays, you begin to think, is it in cooperation with government? You know, Jim, you and I have talked about some conspiracies on this program before.
Right.
I'm almost at a point now to believe that there's something going on in tandem here because these extraterrestrials, if they exist, I believe they do, would have come forward by now. They haven't. Sounds like they got some kind of a deal cut.
Yeah, and that seems to be the situation. I know you've had lots of guests on your show, people with inside information, people with military or intelligence backgrounds, and they all kind of have some varying stories, but the common denominator is that there has been contact, there has been some deals cut. The point I put forth in Alien Agenda is that you have to understand that when we talk about the government, there's the government and then there's the government. You know, it's just like after 9/11, we heard about the shadow government, okay? And they were getting those people to safety, never mind about the constitutional progression of an ascension to office. There are people, a wealthy elite that basically control this government because of their control over media and giant corporations. And these people owe their wealth and power and position to their monopolies over transportation, energy, pharmaceuticals. And so these people have a vested interest. They don't want us to know that there's other energy sources out there and other power plants and other technologies because it might upset their monopolies. And so I think this is one of the fundamental reasons why that the lid has been put on the UFO issue. They don't care if we know there's aliens out there somewhere or wherever they come from, time travelers, dimensional travelers, non-human intelligence. They don't care we know that's out there. What they care about is if we know for certain that non-human intelligence is out there visiting our world, interacting occasionally, then we know for certain that there's alternative technologies out there, and that could prove a threat to their monopolies.
You've got a great article on your website, Jim, from August of 2004 about UFO secrecy, where you write about how the FBI always knew about it, always investigated it, always kept files on it. Probably one of the reasons why the television show X-Files was so successful.
Right. I think that was giving us a little bit of a peek behind the curtain and a little bit of view of what's really going on in there. And I happen to know that even up to this present day, both within the FBI and within the CIA and within other more secretive alphabet agencies, they have at least one person, maybe more, who keeps an eye on this whole topic. And they're not rolling their eyes and they're not snickering behind their hand. They are deadly serious in their quest for knowledge about what's really going on.